Tuesday, April 11th. President got into some discussion this morning after his Vietnam meeting with Henry on the Russian drip plans. I raised the point of where we stop on the way over, and he doesn't like the idea of the Azores any better than anyone else. Suggested we try Majorca, which didn't work out. Had me call Dick Walters, who suggested some of the bases in Spain. That won't work. President then wanted to try Lucerne, but then got back to Austria, which was his original suggestion, and we've now agreed to go for Salzburg and to spend two nights. He also wanted me to talk to Billy Graham about whether he should go to the Baptist Church while he's in Moscow. Says he's willing to do a press conference with the whole press corps in Moscow. Wants to shoot for the three-on-one interview on the networks on Wednesday the 7th after we get back. He had Ziegler in for some discussion of Russian press, or the press corps on the Russian trip. Ron made his pitch about having to have an open listing on it if we can get the Russians to agree to that. The president finally gave in to Ron's view on it. He then got into some ideas on follow-up on the Ehrlichman plan. He wants to have John hold meetings of the surrogate speakers maybe once a week to get them charged up, give them the line, get them to concentrate on the key issues. Also, he called later this afternoon and wants Ehrlichman to take over half of the leaders' meeting tomorrow and get into the domestic programs on drugs, busing, and food prices. After Henry does a half hour on the general war situation. No new developments today. The president had a fairly full afternoon because we moved up some of the schedule from Thursday, so he'll be clearer then before he goes to Canada. He's now planning to go to Camp David at noon tomorrow and stay until noon on Thursday, end of April 11th.